William McCaig has three kids. They all go to Shelby County Schools in Bartlett, and he doesn't want to see those schools merged with the Memphis City Schools. He wants
local control.
And so would you be willing to pay more in property taxes?
Yes, property taxes or sales taxes, yes.
Vicki Keith doesn't have any kids in Bartlett Schools, but she'd also be willing to pay for a Bartlett school district.
The schools are very important in a community, and even though I don't have children in a school system, I still want to pay towards my taxes towards the school system or towards the city to maintain the community. So I don't mind paying more for that reason.
Really? Even though you don't have kids?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No problem.
McCaig and Keith were in Bartlett City Hall on Wednesday night to listen to a consulting group called Southern Educational Strategies deliver a report on whether or not Bartlett can start its own municipal school district. The consultants considered three questions. Is a municipal district legal? Can the town run it? And can they pay for it?
And I won't keep you in suspense. The answer to those questions are yes, yes, and yes.
That's James Mitchell Jr. of Southern Educational Strategies. He's also the former superintendent of the Shelby County Schools. Once it became clear that the Memphis City Schools were going to consolidate with the Shelby County Schools, all six of the suburbs outside of Memphis hired Mitchell's firm. Millington hired the firm last, so their report isn't ready yet. But the reports for Bartlett, Germantown, Colleyville, Arlington, and Lakeland are all out. And in all those towns, the answers to those questions the consultants were looking at, is a municipal school district legal, can the towns run it, and can they pay for it, is yes. Bartlett would be the biggest municipal school district with about 9,000 kids, followed by Germantown, Colleyville, and Arlington. Lakeland would be the smallest with only one school.
And this is the important piece. The state board says if you want to form a municipal district, you've got to make some investment. It's not a free ride. The state rule says you have to spend an amount that's equal to 15 cent levy on your local property tax. It does not say you have to raise your tax.
According to the report, Bartlett, Germantown, and Colleyville could pay for the municipal school district without raising their property taxes. Instead, the consultant suggested they could raise their sales tax by 0.5 cent. Arlington could offset a property tax increase with a sales tax increase, but they can't get the full amount. Lakeland currently doesn't have a property tax. The town would have to create one in order to form a municipal school district. And another really important element of these reports says that if the suburbs start their own municipal school districts, they'll be handed all the school buildings within their borders for free. The consultants hired a law firm to do some legal analysis. They based this opinion on a Tennessee Supreme Court decision and what happened to some county school buildings when Memphis annexed the land around them.
So the weight of legal authority plus past practice indicates that the buildings should go with the children.
But that could still get challenged in court. Mitchell told the suburbs if they go for this, they could open their own municipal school districts in September of 2013. At the same time that the Memphis City Schools and the Shelby County Schools consolidate. So here's what happens next. There'll be public hearings in the suburbs early next month. If the towns still want to pursue municipal school districts after that, each town will have to have a vote on the issue. The consultants recommended a May referendum. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.